Critics and some supporters of the new federal campaign finance law say that little was done to encourage more Americans to make political contributions. The theory is that the system works best if more people donate, even small amounts. Six states, Oregon, Minnesota, Ohio, and now Arkansas, Virginia, and Arizona, offer state income tax credits to people who make political contributions. The programs differ in every state, but in each, the aim is to broaden the base donors to include more middle-class and working-class Americans. The state efforts to bring in more small contributions are being watched closely by people hopeful for the creation of a federal tax credit. David Rosenberg studied the subject for the American Enterprise Institute, a Washington think tank.
Political funding and campaign finance reform is not necessarily an issue that people get genuinely excited about. But what you do have is a situation where people get excited about certain issues, for example, the environment or choice or taxes, and groups that are advocating on those issues, when they actively promote the tax credit, get significantly higher participation. One example of that we've seen is in the state of Minnesota, where the Republican Party has done a very aggressive job of promoting the tax credit in their mailings and in their phone calls. And what they see is folks giving larger amounts of money because the credit will enable them to, maybe than they otherwise would have.
So how can you tell if people are excited about being part of the democratic process or they're excited about having a tax credit?
Well, I think the issue is, are we broadening the base of donors into the system? Are we broadening where the money's coming from? One of the driving issues in our political system the last several years has been that the amount of money at the federal level coming into the system in small amounts has actually been declining in real dollars, and that's a change. Even through the mid-90s, it was rising. At the same time, you have a dynamic where people are concerned that there's at least the appearance of quid pro quos. Larger donors and smaller donors feel less of a reason to participate. So providing a tax credit does provide a direct incentive for people to get involved. And in states where it is promoted and it is an important part of the system, you do see participation levels that get as high as 6% of tax credit claimants, which is really quite high for this type of program.
Do you see anything in the results here that would be instructive for other states or for the federal government?
Absolutely. There are several issues that come up. If campaigns don't promote it and the politicians don't promote it, it's very difficult for something like this to gain traction. The other issue is income targeting. None of the states that we looked at target this tax credit by income, so anybody at any income level can claim the tax credit, in spite of the fact that the stated goal of these tax credits is to enfranchise middle-class voters to participate with their contributions. And so you look at a state like Ohio, where almost 40% of credit-eligible contributions and credit claims are now coming from households with incomes over $100,000. And there's clearly an opportunity for the states and for the federal government to target this and make this type of tax credit much more efficient, particularly in a time where budgets are getting more constrained.
How would you adjust this by income?
One way to do it is to say you're eligible for a tax credit for political contributions if your household earns, say, less than $100,000. And start to tilt the balance of contributions back towards the middle class as opposed to better funded, well-heeled areas of our society.
David Rosenberg, a management consultant, wrote a report on tax credits for political contributions for the nonprofit American Enterprise Institute.